This is The Link, connecting people to Canada and Canada to the world from Radio Canada International and CBC Radio 1. Hello, I'm Mark Montgomery. Welcome to the program. Starting us off, we'll hear about a project in Vancouver to make it easier for the members of the city's immigrant communities to lend a hand back in their countries of origin.
The diaspora do a lot of work in development of that country of attachment. So we want to bring them together in a series of dialogues so that they can hear each other's stories.
And we'll hear more from our Vancouver correspondent in just a moment. Well, when talk turns to international development, it's most often to discuss large-scale efforts by governments and NGOs. But what about the efforts of individuals? Simon Fraser University in Vancouver has just launched a project to bring together the people in the city's immigrant communities who are working to help development back in their countries of origin. And with more on this, our West Coast reporter Lauren Curry joins us on the line from our Vancouver studios. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Mark.
Where did the idea for this project come from?
Well, part of it comes from the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. That's the global action plan that governments and non-governmental organizations have signed on to achieve things like cutting extreme poverty and improving health care in the world by 2015. But those who are working towards those goals say it's getting increasingly evident that in order to hit the target, individuals are going to have to get involved. Governments and NGOs can't do it alone. Shaheen Nanji is the director of the International Development Office at Simon Fraser University's International Program, and she says that means tapping into the knowledge that exists in immigrant communities.
There's been increasing attention given in the development world by the likes of the World Bank and CETA, and there's increasing interest in how we might improve how we do development by engaging diasporic groups because of their continued connection, their passion, their understanding of culture. They're great to have involved in not just doing development, but just in terms of connecting people globally.
And so, as Nanji says, SFU has launched this 2-year project to bring together those in the Greater Vancouver region involved in helping in their countries of origin.
Well, Lauren, that's a laudable concept, but how exactly are they proceeding?
Well, Ms. Nanji says the first step has been to conduct kind of an inventory, if you like, of people who are involved in overseas development. So the university, along with its partners in the project, are working with immigrant community leaders to start to identify who's doing what right now in international development.
Our sense is that the diaspora do a lot of work in development by contributing to the development of that country of attachment. So we want to get a sense of who are the diaspora in Metro Vancouver, what kind of work are they doing, and then bring them together in a series of dialogues so that they can hear each other's stories and what kind of activities. So we're looking at, you know, people who send money home to their grandmother, right from that to people who are running large NGOs but using their sense of being part of a diaspora to do their work.
Ms. Nanji says these dialogues will be organized around the UN Millennium Development Goals, so people will be talking about very concrete things like what's being done and what more can be done to achieve universal access to education, reduce the number of women who die in childbirth, both of which are part of the Millennium Goals.
Is there a presumption behind all this that those who immigrate from developing countries have a responsibility to help back in their country of origin?
Well, Ms. Nanji says she doesn't think there's a responsibility in the formal sense. Obviously, the urge to help comes quite easily to a lot of people who have immigrated from a developing country to a developed one, but clearly you can't force people to be altruistic.
Some diasporas definitely don't help. In some cases, they actually hinder the development as we see, you know, positive economic development kind of. They don't help at all. But, you know, the very different definition of diaspora is that these groups reconstitute their community or culture in a new place, and they continue to have some kind of transnational connection. So they continue the connection with their home. And often that is about development, whether it's, you know, just going home and spending money when you go see your family, or actually doing something that's consciously development-oriented.
And Mark, Ms. Nanji immigrated to Canada in 1989 and is originally from Kenya, and so she is herself a member of a diaspora.
So what's been Shaheen Nanji's experience with this issue? I mean, does she feel compelled to help her country of origin?
Well, she says she does feel that connection with Kenya quite strongly still, even though it's been more than 20 years since she left the African continent.
My ancestry is Indian, so I've really lived in the diaspora all my life. You know, my grandparents came to Kenya, and so we were in the diaspora there. And I still have a sense, a very strong sense of the fact that I was born in Kenya. So I haven't lost that. It's just a fundamental part of who I am. But my identity is constantly evolving, so I feel like I become more and more Canadian. But at the same time, I feel a stronger attachment to, you know, the African diaspora as I work with them and realize, you know, there's a real sense of belonging there.
And of course, that sense of having a foot in each world, the old and the new, is something we've heard about a lot on the show and that many immigrants do feel.
Mm-hmm. So, Lauren, what about the end of this project? What's going to come of all this?
Well, the goal is partly to help get the word out to Canadians about the contributions of diasporas to the development work that's going on in the world. And Ms. Nanji says that also includes work being done here in Canada, because part of this is to recognize the contributions of those diasporas to life here in this country as well.
I think there's definitely an exchange of knowledge in both ways, and I think that a lot of these groups are actually doing development right here at home. They're helping their compatriots get them settled in and giving them a sense of, you know, attachment here to Canada. I mean, these groups don't just pick up a culture from another place and bring them and just replicate them exactly when they come to Canada. They're constantly evolving.
And Ms. Nanji says at the end of all this, there will be a book published with some of the stories. And so the project is soliciting stories right now from the public. So if you're a member of a diaspora in the Greater Vancouver region and you do have a story to tell about your experience with development work, they'd certainly love to hear from you. And you can find contact information for the project office at sfu.ca/diasporas.
All right. We'll link to that from our website, Lauren. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you, Mark.
For this, I should say. That's Lauren Curry in Vancouver, and that address again, SFU, Simon Fraser University, sfu.ca/diasporas. That's a forward slash as well. And as I mentioned, we'll link to that from our website. And our website is, of course, rcinet.ca/English.